Two restaurants are closing every day in Ireland, and the Restaurant Association blames increased costs, labour availability and consumers challenged by cost of living pressures. Nicola Lynch ran Zest Cafe in Killorglin in County Kerry for 18 years before she closed the doors for the final time a fortnight before last Christmas. She's been telling our reporter Mark O'Driscoll why her business became unviable.
The electricity rates are like over the top. I mean, they're just completely unmanageable. It was getting to a stage where we were saying, OK, we'll actually only do food now up to 3 o'clock. Then it got to 2:30. We were just trying to cut our costs at every corner. You have the rates then, and they're in, and God, if you're late on the rates, you start getting the letters, and you know that you're going to be prosecuted if you don't get paid. But I mean, like, you know, you've got the wages, you've got then the VAT increase coming back up. Like, that was in my mind as well. I was saying, oh my God, the wages are going to go up in January. The VAT's going to go back. And it just, there wasn't a penny there to keep going. I mean, you're mentally, emotionally just worn from it.
And Nicola, it wasn't just your business, Zest Cafe, that faced closure in Killorglin.
Oh, sure. Like, there was 4 other businesses, all coffee shop related as well, that closed down within, I suppose, a 3-month period. So now, like, in Killorglin, which would have been a very thriving town, it's like, there's no coffee shop in the town there, you know, that's not like that has a bar as well. It's sad to see it. Like, people still ring me and say, oh, look, you'll open again and, you know, you'll try and get funding and stuff. But it's too late for me.
Nicola Lynch there in Killorglin. And now a new report from the Restaurant Association, as we were saying, prepared by economist Jim Power, finds that the Irish economy could lose up to 288 million as a result of the closure of more than 200 restaurants, cafes and other food-led businesses so far this year. Good morning to Adrian Cummins, the CEO of the Restaurants Association.
Good morning, Mary.
Adrian, the report says every time a restaurant closes, the state loses something like 1.36 million and 22 people lose their jobs. How are you breaking this all down?
Well, this is very detailed analysis and robust data from Jim Power, our economist, who can attribute it to an average of 22 jobs in a restaurant or a food-led business. And when that closes down, you'll have people won't have wages coming in. People will go on to their social welfare. When the business closes, you know, the exchequer loses out on VAT receipts, it loses out commercial rates, water charges, and also the suppliers that supply into our industry. There's a knock-on effect in terms of the impact when a food-led business or a restaurant or coffee shop closes down on their business also. So the cumulative effect of this is about 1.36 million per business when it closes down. And we've seen 212 restaurants, coffee shops, food-led businesses close since the 1st of January. That's an average of 2 a day.
And I take most of the points you're making there, but surely in relation to employment, we have a full employment economy and you have a crisis around finding people for the catering business, for the restaurant business. So surely they'll find jobs, won't they?
Well, we've heard this narrative coming across in the last couple of days in terms of, oh, sure, they'll find a job.
No, I'm not just saying a job, but there are jobs in the restaurant business.
There are jobs, but when you look at the areas that will be impacted, and predominantly they're in regional and rural Ireland, people will have to then find a job in the next town, or next city. So there is an impact on their lives. So if you see a restaurant or a food-led business closing down on the Western Seaboard, they'll have to go and find a job in the next biggest town or city in order to find a new permanent job. So what we're seeing is that the major impact now is in regional rural Ireland, in terms of our industry, and an effect that VAT increases has really, really rocked our industry to the core.
And is that the fundamental one for you now, back to the 9% VAT?
Well, it's the only show in town that will keep our industry afloat and make our industry into a viable option for these business owners that are actually, you know, the 212 businesses, they've lost their livelihoods now, and they have to go back and pick up the pieces after that. But the 9% VAT rate is the only way to make our industry a viable into the future.
Adrian Cummins, thanks for joining us.